You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
The word that I'm going to share with you, I really trust is going to have an impact on you, that it will align you and get you ready for 2025, that you'll have an expectation that God will do unusual things in 2025. The one thing that you have to be assured of is that it's God's choice, God's decision for you to be here tonight, for you to be alive in 2024 as we cross over to 2025. Do you have an expectation for 2025 for God to do something unusual? The Bible teaches us that we live by faith. We live by faith. And I said earlier that there should be a continuation of what God started in 2024 as we move into 2025. But what is it that God has revealed to us, that God has shown us concerning 2025? Even in the Bible, we see that there were certain tribes that had graces to understand times and seasons. In 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32, the Bible says, of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The sons of Issachar had understanding of what to do in what time and in what season. Turn to the person next to you, say, 2025, grace upon grace. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your tremendous grace that you have towards us. Thank you for your word that leads us, that guides us. Thank you, Lord, that we can make your word the standard for our lives. Lord, even as I share your word in this day, let your people hear your voice upon my voice, and let faith be stirred up in their hearts, O Father, for 2025. To believe for the impossible, O Father. Lord, have grace, have mercy, O Father, and stretch forth your mighty right hand. Take your people from where they are to where you want them to be, O Father. We thank you for that. We bless you for that. And everybody with faith in their heart said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been here the last few months, you would have heard quite a few times I've said 2025, grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. And as I started to prepare to share concerning 2025, I delved a little bit deeper. And it was really a prompting that started when I looked at 25. I saw that 5 times 5 is 25. And in Hebrew, number 5 means grace. I said, 2025, God, what are you saying to us? Grace upon grace. Turn to the person next to you, say, grace upon grace. So 2025 is the year that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice in it. We can be glad in it because God doesn't make any mistakes. The fact that you're alive right now is by God's design. God has appointed it, and God has made the decision that you should be in 2024 so that you can cross over into 2025. And as I looked at the Word of God, one of the things that you can see clearly, the first thing, then when you talk about the grace of God, when God spoke to Paul through all the challenges and the difficulties that he went, and maybe you face some challenges in 2024. Anybody face some challenges in 2024? The Lord spoke to Paul and he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. And whatever you've gone through, whatever you face, God says, my grace will always be sufficient for you to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. Turn to the person next to you, say, God's grace is sufficient for you. It's important that we know that as we enter into 2025, that God's grace will be sufficient for us. This grace, I believe, is truly for God's people. God wants to manifest His grace in His sons and His daughters' lives in 2025. The first time the word grace is mentioned was with Noah. Genesis 6 verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. We can see that this grace wasn't for everybody. Noah and his family found grace. Those that lived their own lives, that lived for sin, that lived for the pleasures of this world, They did not enjoy that grace. Turn to the person next to you and say, grace for believers. And now tell that person, I'm a believer. So I want to really encourage people that's been living Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. I want to encourage you that as you enter into 2025, that it's grace upon grace. That where you find yourself right now is by God's design, by God's plan. Amen. Are you ready for this word? Have you opened your heart to say, God, touch my heart, open my heart that I may receive your word with meekness? Listen to this, Acts 17, verse 26. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitations, that they would seek God. So the nation that you're in, the city that you're in, where you are staying, is by God's design. Say thank you, Jesus. The fact that you're a Khoza or a Zulu or Nigerian or wherever, doesn't matter. God predestined that. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we think, if I could just be from America, if I could just be from there. No. God made every nation from one man. And He determined for you to live right now where you are. And God is no respecter of person. God wanted you to be alive right now in 2025. Turn to the person that you say, I'm grateful for 2025. You know, when I started to look at 2025, do you know that on the 25th of January, 2025, 7 planets will be aligned? Do you know about that? So you can go and you can have a look. You can only be able to see 5 of them. The other 2 won't be able to see. But 7 planets will be aligned. Do you know that the Day of Atonement this year is on the 5th of October, 2025? 5-10-25. 5 plus 5 is 10. 5 times 5, 25. Do you think that just happened? God is in control, and God is saying something to us about 2025. Whatever you've been going through, remember the word of God teaches in Ecclesiastes that God makes everything beautiful in its time. He's also put eternity in their hearts, except that no man can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end. So we don't always know how God does it from the beginning to the end. But as believers, God has placed eternity in our hearts. Christianity lies in the heart of mankind. It's all about your heart. Do you know you open your heart to sin and you open your heart to God? When God spoke to us at the beginning of 2024 and He said, reach up, reach in, and reach out. Touch the heart of God. Allow God to touch your heart and touch the heart of a community. What do we have to do? We have to open the door of your heart. If you keep that heart door closed, God cannot come in and dine with you. Revelation 3 verse 20. In 2024, as I did my research, I saw it was actually the year of the door in the Hebrew, according to the Hebrew calendar. I think many of you experienced some doors just didn't want to open. Some doors closed and other doors opened. Am I talking to the right people here? I want to tell you something. If you were here on Sunday when my wife preached, there's some things you have to leave in 2024. We have to close the door on sin, the sins of 2024, to enter into the fullness that God has got for us. Amen? So look at this. You know, when something is mentioned for the first time in the Bible, it's very important to go look at that. I told you grace was mentioned the first time with Noah. Worship is mentioned the first time with Abraham when he sacrificed his son, when God asked him to sacrifice his son. But door is used the first time in Genesis 4:7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. What does it mean? It means when sin wants to come into your life, close the door. Close the door. Many of you say, the devil, the devil. No, no, no. When you read the Bible, you open your heart's door and you allow that seed to be planted. You start thinking about it. You start meditating about it. Then you start talking about it. Then you start doing it. Don't say God did it. God didn't do it. So we have to rule over sin. So if we want to enter into a year of grace upon grace, it's not grace to sin more. It's grace to do more for God. So look at this. So in Hebrew, the word for door is dalet. Do you see there? Just show the other picture with the door. So the door is there. And the word is dalet. And we make a decision. You close your heart's door to sin. You open your heart's door to God. Revelation 3:20, we often quote it and we say, God stands at the door knocking for us to open. He says, if anybody hears my voice, he'll open the door and he'll come in and he'll dine with me. So door is very, very important. The word grace is hay. So the word for grace is dalet plus yod. That yod part is the Spirit of God part, the holy part, the action part. Can you see that? So when there's grace, whatever situation you face, what does the Bible say? Come to the throne of grace. So when you listen to the teachings of the rabbis, they say whenever you face any situation, when you reach up, can you see there's a way out up? Can you see there? So when you look at the hay part, there's a way out. When you reach up and you say, God, help me. God, help me. But when you want to do your own thing, guess what happens? And you close that door. That becomes the word for sin, shet. And then there's only one way, and that's down. And when I looked at that, I thought, that's so profound. So always keep your heart open towards God. Amen? So when we look at the word of God, grace, hey. Number 5. You know, in God's name itself, grace appears twice. Grace upon grace. So even when we call upon the name of God, it's grace upon grace. Yod hei vav hei. So what does the Bible say in John 1 verse 14? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 16 says, grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. So 2025, turn to the person next to you, say, grace upon grace. Can I just say something? When we talk about grace, we talk about salvation. Grace is the unmerited favor of God that He shows towards us. So when we say grace upon grace, expect people to get saved. Expect family members that was resisting grace to start to experience grace. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, for by grace you've been saved through faith. Family, listen to me. This is for those with faith. Faith is not for the possible. Faith is for the impossible. For you are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. God chooses grace rather than works when it comes to salvation. So salvation is not because of anything that you've done, but what Jesus has done. Verse 10, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. So what happens when grace enters into your life and you believe what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross? You are saved. But when that grace starts to work in you, it changes everything about you. You are saved by grace through faith, not because of good works. But then that grace empowers us to start to do good works, to start to do unusual things. So when we talk about grace upon grace, we talk about a year of doing unusual things. Turn to the person next to you and say, faith is not for the possible. Faith is for the impossible. Can I just say, this will be a year of the supernatural working of the Holy Spirit. Grace upon grace, unmerited favor upon unmerited favor. Do you believe that there's a reason that you're alive? Do you believe there's a reason why you are here? There's a reason why you're crossing over? You know, God is no respecter of person. Galatians 4 verse 4 says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son. When the fullness of time had come, He sent forth His Son. It would have been great if God the Father sent Jesus directly after Adam sinned. But He didn't. He had to wait until the fullness of time. Then He sent Him. Grace upon grace. So He waited for the specific time. So the fact that you are living right now, you might be facing challenges and difficulties and you're wondering about 2025. As you enter into 2025, I want to tell you, grace upon grace. Are you ready for the supernatural? Grace for opportunities that was never there before. Listen to me. Grace for opportunities that was never there before. Witty inventions and ideas that God will drop into your heart. You're looking right now. Grace is not for the strong. Grace is for the weak. Because God chooses grace rather than works, there's hope for somebody like me as well. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11 says, I returned and saw under the sun. The race is not to the swift. The fastest person is not going to win. Nor the battle for the strong. The strongest person is not going to win in the battle. Nor bread for the wise, nor riches for men of understanding, nor favor for men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. He says, God chooses grace rather than works. Grace upon grace. Turn to the person that you say, grace upon grace. That's grace to be at the right time. Grace to be at the right place. Grace to do the right thing. Not grace to waste time, amen? Not grace to do nothing. Everybody will declare grace upon grace for 2025. But it's those that will believe it and step into it that will see the change. And I say, young people, Gen Zs, not grace to do nothing. Not say grace to relax and grace God just bring it. No. When grace manifested, we could see its glory. The fullness of the Father. The fullness of the only begotten. Amen. So are you ready for that? So let me tell you, you're going to have to put your hand to something. Amos 9 verse 3 says, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seeds, when the mountains will drip with sweet wine and all the hills will be dissolved. Can I say this? This can only happen in the Spirit. Sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit. When you put your hand to the plow and you overtake the reapers. Turn to the person that you say, thank you, Jesus. Grace upon grace. Jeremiah talks about running with horses. Jeremiah 12 verse 5 says, if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? Anybody here wants to race against a horse? It's impossible. It's impossible. But God says, I'm giving you grace for a new pace. I'm giving you grace for a new pace. Grace upon grace. The things that make you tired, God will give you grace that you're able to run with horses. This is the grace for God's children. Am I saying everybody's going to run with horses? No, 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 I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is a grace for God's people. It was only Israel that had the grace to cross the Red Sea without drowning. When the Egyptians tried it, they died. Hebrews 11 verse 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land. In the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. Grace for God's people to do unusual things in 2025. Turn to the person next to you, say grace upon grace. Say grace upon grace. When God touches an impossible situation, that which seemed impossible becomes possible. It's that yod part, the breath God, the breath part, the life part, the Holy One part that brings the change. I was watching some of the teachings and some of the rabbis when they talk about grace. Grace. Everybody wants grace, but so many people understand truly what grace is. So the top part is your thoughts when you look at that letter. So the top part is your thoughts. Turn to the person next to you, say, manage your thoughts. So the top part is the thoughts. What are you thinking? What are you believing? What are you thinking about 2025? Do you truly believe grace upon grace? Or do you think, oh, trouble upon trouble. Crash upon crash. Closed door upon... No! So your thoughts are very important to think the right things, to believe the promises that God has given you. The other part, the vertical part, is your words, what you are saying. So for grace, it's not just what you are thinking and what you are saying, but the other little part, the yod part, is action. Action. So it's not just what we are saying, what we are thinking, but what we are doing. Isn't that what James 2 verse 17 says? Faith without works is dead. If there's not action, it means nothing. Are you ready to take some action? Look what Job said in Job 22 verse 27. He said, you will make your prayers to him and he will hear you and you will pay your vows. And you shall also decide and decree a thing and it shall be established for you and the light of God's favor shall shine upon all your ways. He says, you will decide a thing, you will think upon a thing and you'll say it. And God's grace will manifest upon that and his light will shine upon all your ways. But he says, the promises that you've made, the vows that you have made, perform them and do them. When they try to push you down, when they make you low, you will say there's a lifting up. And the humble person, he lifts up and saves. Why? Because God shows grace towards the humble. God shows grace towards the humble. It is the year, I believe, where the light of God's favor will shine upon God's children's ways. You'll look at all the things around you happening, but keep your focus upon God. Turn to the person next to you, say, grace upon grace. That yod sign, one of the meanings of it is a hand reaching up, a hand reaching up. And God's grace is really when God's hand is in your hand in what you are doing, then everything you put your hands to will be blessed. When God, when you speak and people hear God's voice upon your voice, I want to say in 2025, work with God. Work with God. Can you hear the rain coming down? Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say, spiritual rain. Well, it cannot manifest in the natural if it's not in the spirit. Amen. So what you've purposed in your heart, I believe that God will give you the grace that there will be a completion of that. Don't use this open door that God is giving you to sin, but use it to reach up to touch the heart of God, reach in and allow God to touch your heart and reach out and touch the heart of a community. Amen. So let me close. In conclusion, grace upon grace is all about working together. It's all about working together. Oh, well. So interesting that the Bible says that God's voice is the sound of many waters. Many waters that fall. That's what God's voice sounds like. Well, rain is a servant, I'm a servant, and I'm definitely not going to compete with the servant of God. Amen. God chooses grace rather than works so that no man should boast. We make the year new by the way that we live. I'm closing with this. If God can align 7 planets in 2025, if God can align 7 planets in 2025, He can align you with the career that you are trusting Him for. He can align you with that job opportunity that you are trusting Him for. Those that are single, that are trusting God for a spouse, if God can align 7 planets, you that are made in His image and likeness, how much more will He not align you with that one person that you are trusting God for? God will align us, but we have to allow His grace to work in us and through us. Amen. Selah. Happy New Year. Give the Lord a hand.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.